We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, romance, and suspense. True life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.
The story we now bring you is a powerful and brilliant study of murder and guilt. Thérèse Raquin. The year is 1880. The place, Paris. And we're in Madame Raquin's living room in the flat above her little haberdashery shop. It is 8 o'clock on a summer evening, and Madame is clearing away the remains of the meal while Camille, her son, poses for the last stages of a portrait being painted by his friend Laurent Dutour. Camille's wife, Thérèse, who is also Madame Raquin's niece, sits sewing in the background, maintaining a stolid silence.
Laurent, I must have a rest soon. I have a touch of indigestion.
Oh, I belong, Camille. I've nearly finished.
Mother, it's a cream cake you made me eat.
He's jealous, Laurent. Because I made the cake especially for you.
That's all right for Laurent. He can eat anything. He's as strong as an ox. I'm not.
No, don't move your head.
This dreary flat's a lot brighter since you've come to live in Paris. I must say that, Laurent.
Always complaining.
I'm not. I'm saying it's brighter now Laurent's here. The trouble is we never get any sun. There was always sun when we were children in Vernon.
Is that why you're so depressed, Thérèse?
Because there's never any sun in this place? Is that why you sit there hardly ever saying a word?
I sit here because I have sewing to do.
Someone in the shop. I'll go down and see who it is.
Laurent, now you're a clerk. Don't you miss the life you had when you were an art student?
Oh, I miss the studio parties. And the models.
Excuse me.
I've shocked your wife, Camille, talking about models. She's gone out of the room.
Oh, really, Thérèse is very dull. Still, she looks after me well enough when I'm sick. Though it took Mother a long time to teach her how to do it.
I don't think she likes my coming here.
It's not what she likes, it's what I like. Oh, I've just remembered.
Remembered what?
It's Thursday night, and Monsieur Michaud and his niece will be dropping in. That means there's shopping to do. I ought to go down and tell Mother. We can go out and do it together.
Well, go along, then. I can put the finishing touches to this without you.
All right. Laurent, don't quarrel with Thérèse while we're away.
I'll try not to.
We won't be long.
Thérèse.
Have they really gone?
Yes. And they told me not to quarrel with you.
Oh, my darling. It's a whole week since I've had you to myself. Why have you kept away from me?
Oh, meeting here worries me.
How could there be a safer place than this room? Who'd ever suspect? Or are you afraid because of the way I love you? Afraid I'll interfere too much with your life?
Thérèse, you follow me in my dreams. It's not natural to love as much as I love you. Where's it leading us?
To joy without ending. A long walk in the sun.
You're certainly right about one thing. You'd have had much sun here.
Left here as a child after my father was killed. The perpetual sick room. That woman and her sick child. Every time I moved, she worried because I might disturb her precious Camille. His hands reached out for mine, which were always stronger than his. So his mother trained me to be his nurse. And then his wife. I'd become so submissive, I made no protest. But now...
You're certain that you love me?
Every moment you're not here, I'm longing to have you near me. It's torture to force myself to be indifferent. I feel like a volcano that's going to erupt.
Sometimes I dream I have you to myself for a whole day long. But what's one day? I want you for a lifetime.
A lifetime together. To love each other.
Would that make you happy?
There's always Camille.
Ah, Thérèse. If only you were free.
If only I were a widow.
Thérèse.
wine, cakes. We're having quite a celebration.
Quite right too, Mother. Laurent's finished my portrait. There you are, Therese. You must have a glass of wine. And be bright in honor of my portrait.
Thank you.
Oh, make sure we keep some for Monsieur Michaud.
He'll appear on the tick of 9 o'clock. Not a minute earlier, not a minute later. It's his training as police commissioner. Everything done to a timetable.
Mother, I'd like to arrange a picnic for Laurent. Why don't we all go to Saint-Quentin on Sunday? Have a day by the river.
Now, I shan't go, Camille.
Oh, Mother.
A long trip like that would take too much out of me. And I wonder if I'm happy about you.
Mother, please, I'm not a child.
You are my child, and you are not strong.
Camille, may I make a suggestion? Therese, what do you think of this? We could hire a boat.
No, no, not a boat. You worry me too much.
You needn't worry, Mother. Camille would never go out in a boat. He's too afraid of the water.
I'm not afraid. Well, why doesn't everyone stop mollycoddling me? Certainly we'll take a boat.
Camille, for my sake, don't go out on a river.
Mother, I'm a grown man. I'll do as I please.
I'll take care of him, madame.
You promise, Laurent?
Yes, I promise.
Imagine Mother worrying about me. I'm as safe in this boat as I would be at home.
Of course you are, Camille.
It's so quiet here. Just as though it's our own private river.
Exactly.
It's running very swiftly.
Camille, do you see that bird?
Hmm? Bird?
Come over here, to my side of the boat.
I still can't see it.
Can't you? It's over there!
Ah! Ah!
Help! Help me! Hello!
Is the river running swiftly?
Hello!
Remarkably so. Oh. The boat hit a floating log, madame. It overturned.
Laurent did everything he could.
Alas, the river was running too swiftly.
Laurent dived for him 3 times.
He was always weak and timid. But I loved him. He was my son.
And my husband.
Where is he now?
They haven't found the body yet. They're looking.
Mother, where are you going?
To him.
No, you mustn't.
But I must. I must be there when they bring him to the van. I must be the first to see him. He's expected of me.
She's fainted.
Therese.
No. Don't touch me. Not yet. Come. Let's look at her.
I'm sorry, Monsieur Michaud. I couldn't play cards tonight.
I thought it might be a good thing to revive our Thursday night routine. Well, I was wrong.
I'm selfish. I go on spoiling your life.
No, Mother.
You're not to think that. Haven't the last few months eased your sorrow just a little?
Every night I see him. I'm lying in bed. I can't sleep. Everything is still. Perhaps a cart goes by outside or someone laughs. And I see him struggling for his life. Then he's a baby again, asleep in my arms. When he was 5 years old, I battled to save him from typhoid. I nursed him for 3 whole weeks. And I had to lose him anyway.
You still have Therese.
Therese?
Yes, she was his true wife and companion. Try to find comfort in her, madame. Remember, too, that she's lost her husband. And Laurent here... I've lost a friend. It was a cruel day for all of us. Sometimes I blame myself.
Laurent, you did everything in your power. You saved Therese, and you died 3 times after Camille. Why do you suppose they recommended you for a medal?
I did what I had to.
Yes, I am selfish. Forgive me. It's just as hard for you, Therese. Thank you, Laurent. Already I look on you as a son and love you. Every night I pray for you, because you tried to save my boy.
Thank you, madame.
Laurent, could you get me my wool basket? It's on the bed in my room. Take the lamp.
No, I'll find it without the lamp.
Yes, he's just like a son to you.
No, he runs all our messages and closes up the shop at night.
Oh! What's the matter, Laurent?
Bless my soul, he's as white as a sheet.
Did you strike your head in the dark?
No. No,
I felt dizzy. I'm sorry, I haven't got your basket.
Well, don't worry about that.
You know, the trouble is, Laurent, you eat too much. It's the blood pressure that's worrying you.
Yes, yes. Yes, the blood pressure. I'll go out on the balcony. A little cool air.
Therese, go after him. Make sure he's all right.
Yes, Mother. Laurent, did something happen in the bedroom?
Therese, I saw him there. Why, her bed, where he used to sit of a night.
Camille?
I always see him. Oh, Therese, when can I come to you?
We must wait a little longer. We have to be careful.
We won't be afraid when we're together.
We need such a lot of happiness. Do you think we'll ever have enough?
When can I come to you?
On our wedding night.
Nearly a year has passed since the death of Camille. The mantle of gloom has not lifted from Madame Roquin's household. Therese is obsessed by dark dreams and fears, so that her cheeks are thin, her eyes frightened.
Monsieur Michaud, she becomes more haggard every day. I try to comfort her, but she seeks solitude like a wounded animal.
Madame, I think I have the remedy for her. A young woman like Therese can't spend the rest of her days in grieving. We must get her married again.
Married? But that's impossible. In her heart, she'd always be faithful to Camille.
As police commissioner and as a man, I've seen much of life. I know what I'm talking about. She needs someone. Someone who'll take care of her. And of you.
That would mean bringing a stranger here.
The ideal husband for her, and son for you, is here already.
You mean Laurent?
Who else, madame?
Marry Laurent?
Monsieur Michaud is down in the shop talking to him now.
How would you feel about this?
He's practically one of the family as it is. And, dear, you won't betray your husband's memory by marrying his best friend. And it would mean I'd have two children again.
Mother, to bring you a little happiness again, I'd do anything in the world.
It would mean, then, that Laurent would belong to me a little, too. You consent?
Yes, if you wish it.
Thank you, daughter. You make me very happy. Monsieur Michaud? Laurent?
I'm sure Laurent will be a good son to you.
The important thing is, my poor Camille would be so happy.
You called us, madame?
Therese has consented. Laurent, Monsieur Michaud has spoken to you.
Yes, madame. I like the idea. If Therese does.
I'm thinking of Mother's happiness.
Oh, yes, Therese, we're both doing that. If we can give her just a little happiness.
Camille, my son, I am the first one to betray you.
Their wedding night was spent in Madame Roquin's home, in the room Therese had shared with Camille.
My lovely Therese. Ah, the moment's come at last.
No. Wait. Let's sit down a little while and talk. You're even more afraid than I am, aren't you?
But haven't we a right to happiness now?
Whatever we say, we'll hear other words behind the words we speak.
It'll pass.
In the church today, did you notice the chapel on the side?
I thought I noticed some people with candles.
It was a funeral. The coffin was poor and cheap and narrow. When you saw him in the morgue, did he look as though he'd suffered?
He looked as someone who'd been in the river.
Were his eyes open? Did he seem to look at you?
Yes. And his mouth was twisted. He seemed to laugh at me.
We can't get him out of our minds. We never will.
Yes, we will. when I kiss you.
You see? It's no use. We don't love each other anymore.
I'll teach you to love me again.
You never can. I can't persuade myself that I'm your wife. I'm betraying Camille.
Camille's dead!
Is he?
I paid a high price for you, Therese.
Make me love you then!
Wait!
What is it?
He's here. He's in this room. I can see him. Over your shoulder. Laughing out of the corner of his mouth.
It's only the painting, you see. Your painting.
His eyes are moving. If it's the painting, take it off the wall.
Do it yourself.
Yes, I can't stand it. Stop staring at me, Camille. You look just the way you did when I threw you in the river. And you look back at me, asking me to save you. And I did nothing.
Murderer.
Madame.
I heard you. Threw him into the river. Murderer! Murderer!
Mother, listen!
My vision's long enough. You killed him between you. Both of you, murderers!
You've made a mistake!
Yes, I have a terrible mistake! But I won't make another. I'll hand you over to the police. If I don't kill you first with my own hand!
I think she's paralyzed. Some kind of stroke.
Paralyzed? Or dead?
No. She's still alive. Look at her eyes.
Thank you, Therese. What a wonderful smell coffee has. But you look tired.
Do I, Monsieur Michaud?
These weeks have been a dreadful strain for you. Poor Madame. Unable to move a finger or utter a word. I wonder if the paralysis is complete. I mean, I wonder if she can grasp things with her mind.
Yes, she can. You can tell by her eyes.
You and Laurent are very kind to her.
We just do our duty.
Tell me, does the doctor think she'll ever speak again?
We can't be sure of anything.
Laurent is late getting home this evening, isn't he?
He's always late now. Since he left the office and reopened his studio, he's away from morning till night. He's working on a landscape for the exhibition.
No, he hasn't started it.
What?
I called in there the other day. He seems to be spending all his time drawing faces.
Faces?
Yes. Children's faces, men's faces, women's faces. But they all look alike. They all look like Camille.
You must be mistaken.
No, I don't think so. Each one of them has a twisted smile in the corner of the mouth.
Good evening.
Ah, there you are, Laurent. Well, while you're kissing your wife, I'll go through and see your mother.
I heard what the old fool was saying.
Why can't he mind his own business?
You can't get Camille out of your mind, can you?
Of course I can't, and neither can you.
Oh, we can't go on this way.
Couldn't you have taken those blankets off the couch? Everybody to know we're not sharing the same room.
You could have put them away yourself.
Must we start quarrelling the moment that I come in?
Are you going to wheel her in for dinner?
There's so much hate in her eyes. She'll give us away one day.
How can she?
We shouldn't leave her alone in there with the show. A man with his training...
What? He's wheeling her out.
There is. Laurent.
Look at Madame's eyes.
Her eyes?
Yes, they're so bright she can almost talk with them. You're trying to tell me something, aren't you,
madame? Laurent, look at her fingers.
Control yourself. Her fingers can't talk.
Her fingers are moving. Look, they're writing in the dust on the table. Go on, madame, keep going. Therese. She's written your name.
Yes.
And now the word... And.
Look, she's still going.
L-A-U. Therese and Laurent.
We ought to stop her. The effort's too great. She'll harm herself.
She's written... Have.
Therese and Laurent have what, madame? Have what?
She stopped.
She can't go on.
Well, it's clear enough what she's trying to say.
Is it?
Yes. Thérèse and Laurent have been so kind to me. Thérèse and Laurent have all my blessings. Something of that sort. Yes, she's trying to show her appreciation.
We only do what anyone else would do.
Yes. I'll leave you now to your dinner. Madame, I'm sure you'll soon be well again. Now you've moved your fingers, it won't be long before you can walk and talk again, will it? Goodbye, madame. Goodbye, Thérèse. Goodbye, Laurent. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Monsieur Michaud.
Did you see that look on his face as he went out? The look he must have had when he was puzzled by a crime. But the solution's starting to come.
Laurent, I want to hear you say it.
Say what?
That it was you who killed Camille.
You killed him! I only threw him into the river. You drove me to it.
You came in the boat because you wanted to see him drown. When we were travelling back to Paris, you were happy. You slipped your hand into mine.
I was mad. I didn't know what I was doing. Laurent, what's that revolver for?
I bought it. To get rid of a ghost. His ghost. There are just two shots in it.
Yes. I'm guilty too. I could have saved Camille.
You see, it's always Camille. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't move without him. I am Camille. I am Camille.
No, Laurent, you're not.
Madame.
She can speak.
You are not Camille. Camille is dead. You murdered him, you two. I want you to have your punishment.
You give us away.
I meant to. When I found I could move my hand and write. But now I've thought better of it.
Yes.
I watched your love turning to hate, and it pleases me. Laurent, I wouldn't fiddle with that gun. If you killed me, what good would it do you? Even if you escaped the penalty for my death, what freedom would you have? What happiness with each other and an extra burden to share?
What do you want, then?
I want you to go on torturing and hating each other in this same room from which you took all my happiness. This room will be your prison, and I'll be your keeper, watching over you.
And why shouldn't we escape?
And where would you escape to? Would you escape together with your happiness, knowing that I know what I know? And you never knowing the day nor the hour when I tell my secret.
Thérèse, take the gun.
There are two shots.
Yes.
This has been Springbok Theatre of the Air. Join us again for more tales of suspense, drama, romance, comedy, and a true life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.